The city of Springfield, Massachusetts, cut its municipal energy use by 26% and now wants residents and businesses to follow the example. Over the past 10 years, new boilers, windows, and lighting has been installed in dozens of Springfield school and municipal buildings that has put the state's third largest city ahead of its goal to reduce energy use by 25% by 2022. The changes have been beneficial for both the environment and the city's bottom line, according to Mayor Dominic Sarno, who said the annual savings on fuel costs is more than $3.5 million.
So we've done well on the city side. We want to see our residents and business community do well.
At a City Hall news conference, Sarno recently promoted the work of the Harold Grinspoon Charitable Foundation, which does outreach in the Pioneer Valley and Berkshires to encourage people to reduce energy use. The foundation's Susan Olshoff said a project called Energy Save was created to educate and motivate more people to use the energy efficiency programs offered by utility companies.
Every month when people pay their utility bill, you pay into a fund that pays for these energy audits and some of the insulation. And the fact that people aren't taking advantage of something that they've already paid for every month for years really bugged Mr. Grinspoon. And he said, it just doesn't make sense. You know, the planet's got problems. Everybody's struggling financially. We're wasting all this energy. Our health isn't great. We should be using these programs. So we came up with Energy Save as a way to locally bring people to the Mass Save program.
The Mass Save program provides a free assessment of how homeowners and landlords can reduce energy use. Through the program, people can get LED bulbs, water-saving plumbing fixtures, programmable thermostats, and some limited weatherization work done at no cost. There are subsidies and rebates available for installing energy-efficient heating systems and insulation.
Energy Save tries to work with the local communities to make the process go as simply as possible, get the complete Mass Save program, all the benefits, all the financial incentives, and if you need a lot of insulation, now's the time to do it.
Olshoff said low-income people can get help to reduce energy use through the network of community action agencies. The city of Springfield's success in lowering its energy use began 10 years ago with energy audits of all its buildings, according to Patrick Sullivan, the city's executive director of Parks, Buildings, and Recreation Management.
And figure out, do you need a new boiler system? Do you need a new EMS energy management system? Does it need insulation, new windows? You know, it's kind of a full package.
The city put $30 million into the energy efficiency projects and also drew on federal and state grants and rebate offers from the utility companies to fund the work.
You know, everyone is talking about our planet and what, you know, we're not doing enough. Springfield is doing its part to protect the planet. And if every community started doing this, I think we'd have a safer world to live in.
Sullivan said the city buys its electricity and natural gas through competitive bids from suppliers on the open market and plows those savings into energy efficiency projects. Using federal funds, Springfield plans to install solar panels with a battery storage system at one of the city's newest elementary schools. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.